This is the University of Kentucky Transportation Services Information Station, WQKH 253, 1700 AM.
Good morning, everybody! Yes, I can hear you! Yeah, bring it on! That's the way we do it! That's the way we do it! Yes, okay. All right, now here's another little sound check. If you're happy and you know it, honk your car horn. Now, way in the back, the RV. If you're happy and you know it, honk that RV. Maybe not. Okay, but we know we're happy. As the Dean of the University of Kentucky College of Nursing, I have the distinct pleasure of thanking you for joining us for our school's 80th pinning ceremony and our school's first ever park and pin ceremony. I also bring greetings from the university's president, Dr. Eli Capelluto, and Provost Dr. David Blackwell, who will officially honor the entire December 2020 cohort of graduates on Friday, December 4th, during a virtual commencement ceremony. A cohort that includes 103 Bachelor of Science in Nursing graduates. And today, we have the distinct honoring and celebrating our 103 BSN grads, which includes 83 traditional BSNs, 15 RN to BSNs, 5 second degree, 2 veterans, and 1 ROTC grad. Yes, thank you. Yeah, I love it. I think that party bus got around and visited with everybody. They've got some nice beverages going on back there. They sure do. All right, now, I'm telling you, our public health nursing faculty would be upset with me if I didn't remind everybody. I had to sign in blood, you guys, for this day to happen. We've got to stay in our cars and open those windows, keep that good ventilation going, and we've got to follow these blue lot parking lot rules, blue lot. So after the ceremony, feel free to do what you want to in whatever lot you want to. Come back and get some good Kodak moments with these wonderful signs that we have in front of us and around us. So we have several distinguished student leaders, faculty, and other guests with us today at our Park and Pin celebration that I would like to recognize for the support they have provided our graduates. First, parked in front of me, family and friends that have come near and far to see their loved ones reach this milestone day that includes one class officer with her mother that came all the way from Korea. Let's hear her honk in that car. Yeah! So, let me introduce to you the December 2020 class officers. We may not be able to see them all, but I want us to hear them. Nick Alfred. Alfred, the president, go ahead, honk up that Range Rover, Shelby. Yeah. Yeah. Minji Kim, vice president, honk it up. There we go, Minji. Juliet Medley, secretary, honk it up. Woo! Genesis Hope, our treasurer, honk it up. And in our front row, we've got Danielle Duncan's family. Yeah. Danielle is the UNAC representative, and she will be joining me shortly here at the podium, as well as Nick. We've got Amy Nielsen, second degree representative. Honk it up, Amy. And we have Miranda Mobley. I'm not sure if she was able to make it, but if she is, let's give her a round of honks because she's our Med Vet representative. Now, behind us, we have our faculty and guests who are safe. safely, or they better be, y'all let me know, in their cars, they're behind the stage, and they're tuned in to the radio. So let's just see if they're really tuned in. We've got Dr. Kristen Ashford, who's our Associate Dean of Undergraduate Faculty. She's literally quarantined in her car. Give us a round of a honk for Kristen. We've got Dr. Terry Linney. He's our Senior Associate Dean. Let's see if he's in his car. Yep, he's here. We've got Dr. Tom Kelly, our Associate Dean of Research. Let's see if he's here. He's back there. He's busy. Yep, thank you for that honk for him. Dr. Leanne Walmsley, Military Liaison and Student Wellness Director. Honk for her. Yeah, thank you. And I know we've got Dr. Gwen Moreland, our Chief Nurse at UK Healthcare. Let's hear a honk, Gwen. Woo! Now on the platform, you will hear from Joanne Davis, our Assistant Dean for Student Affairs. Big honk for her. You will be hearing from Dr. Vicki Hensley, who's the class advisor, and also Paula Krall, who's the Undergraduate Nursing Activities and Advisory Committee Faculty Liaison. Let's hear it for Vicki and Paula. Thank you. And now, I would like to also begin this ceremony by talking about this class. This class of December 2020. Year in and year out, every graduating class is unique in the way they stand out, some stronger than others. And this December 2020 class is definitely at the top of the list. What stands out the most to me with this class is that they are super advocates. They know what they want, and they advocate the heck for their patients, families, communities, and yes, their class. They will tell you straight up what is working and what is not working. And when something is not working, they take the initiative to put solutions on the table. Let's take this pinning ceremony, for example. Early last summer, I met with the class officers, and they said, "Dean Heath, that was really nice what you did to celebrate the May BSN graduates with a virtual Zoom pinning, but we don't want that." They wanted to do something different for their fellow classmates. And high on the list, it was non-negotiable. It was to include you, their family, and friends. And so, here we are today, after a lot of stops and goes and changes, even up until the last minute, to make sure we could do a safe pinning ceremony for our graduates with those who mean the most to them in the whole world, and that is you, their families, and their friends. This class has prevailed through extraordinary circumstances with what is at the cornerstone of what I say is resilient and huge big hearts to help heal and transform communities and inspire hope. And that is what makes our Big Blue Nursing Nation great. When the World Health Organization and the American Nurses Association first declared 2020 as the year of the nurse and midwife, no one imagined it would look like this. That declaration turned out to be so timely, though, because it is the 200th birthday of Florence Nightingale, the mother of modern nursing and the first chief infection control officer. Although as tragic as the outcomes continue to be with the pandemic, there is no doubt in my mind how proud Florence is of our frontline nursing efforts worldwide. But it is not just any nurse on the front line today. It is a nurse that is courageous, compassionate, and resilient. Nurses like the ones in this December 2020 class who know how to step up and get the mission accomplished. As Winston Churchill says, and I paraphrase, when you're going through, you know what, heck, there's only one way out, and that is through it. And wow, did they go through it. 10 consecutive months, 3 semesters of monumental adjustments in their modes of learning and clinical rotations, Zoom learning, physical distancing, hybrid class schedules, changes in clinicals, all on top of the already high rigors and standards of the demanding schedules our students have on top of this pandemic. These graduates had to pivot quickly and rock and roll with every punch that has been thrown their way, all to get to this special day. And just as our signs reflect, heroes learn here. This class has endured so much, and yet here they are as our beacons of light. So proud to see all of them here today in decorated cars and RVs and party buses. And I can feel the love and fun that is happening right now. Graduates dressed up in their stilettos and ties and wearing creative mortarboard hats and masks and homemade signs. Today truly is a day to celebrate. It is also a day for us to reflect and be grateful for our graduates finishing strong and finishing healthy in such incredible historical times. This class's resilient spirit of bring it on truly reflects the history with the Knights of St. John, who were an early nursing order from the 12th century that were charged with defending the hospitals during the Crusades. The foundation of nursing pinning ceremonies throughout the world stems from the Knights, who wore a large Maltese cross on their chest in times of battle, which today translates to wearing a pin. Our nursing pin, a unique symbol of the completion of rigorous academic and clinical requirements, serves as a connection to our profession's rich heritage, one brought forth during the Crimean War by not only Florence Nightingale's pioneering work, but Mary Jane Seacole, a British Jamaican nurse and businesswoman. As you look at the design of our nursing pin, you will see our boomerangs. One faces up and the other faces down. Remember that throughout your professional nursing career, graduates, to continue to soar high for excellence and stay grounded with your values. On behalf of your faculty and staff, we congratulate you and thank you for your courage and grit to soldier through as a band of nursing brothers and sisters to serve on the front lines to protect, promote, and optimize health for one and all. This is the time that I would normally ask all of our faculty and staff to stand to be recognized for their tireless dedication and success of our students. As steadfast student advocates, our faculty are outstanding educators, clinicians, and researchers who have stood by your loved ones through it all the ups and downs that the COVID beast has brought us. So graduates, honk the heck out of those horns for your faculty and staff. Thank you. And last, but certainly not least, I extend my warmest welcome to all the family and friends who have joined us here today. I know many have traveled to be with you from faraway places, and we thank you for your love and support. We join you today in celebrating their achievement. So graduates, whoever you're with at this time, show the love, give a big old hug, fist bump, elbow bump, or just honk the car for showing your love. Thank you. Now, let's turn it over to who you really want to hear from. Your one and only, the president of your class, Nick Alford.
Thank you, Dean Heath. I really appreciate it. Well, we finally made it. The day has finally come where we begin our transition away from the classroom to hospitals and clinics all across the country. It has been a long 3.5 years, and I bet at one point most of you thought you wouldn't reach this point. I know I have many times, actually. For me, it started my first semester in nursing school with the lab vital signs competency. Remember how much we all love those. I had failed my first two attempts, and you can imagine how stressed out I was going into my final attempt, knowing that if I did not pass this one, I would fail my first semester of nursing school just mere weeks after it starting. I was not worried so much about what my faculty or my classmates would think. I was only worried about my mother, as I know if I did not pass, I was as good as dead. Between worrying about my mother killing me and the pressure of the third competency, I questioned everything about my decision to join nursing school. When we all first started our journey in the College of Nursing, we knew it would be difficult. Whether it was getting a bad test grade, getting an unsatisfactory, or making a mistake in clinical, these challenges we have all faced have made us question whether or not we belong here. The challenge we have faced in school and in our lives are stressful and intimidating, but they make us grow as individuals. Sure, I would like to have gone through nursing school without almost failing. Thank you, Shelby, for not letting that happen. But I have become a better student and a better nurse because of it. And that's not just me. All of us have had these challenges that have made us grow in some way during our time here. Life will continue to challenge us as we transition into a new chapter in our lives. But we have been through the gauntlet, and we know we can take on anything life throws at us. We are resilient, we are strong, we are confident. We are not alone on this journey through life. Our family, friends, faculty that have all helped us get to this point will help us propel us further down the road. I am so proud of each and every single one of you for getting here. I am confident in all of you and your ability to provide the best possible care for every single patient you come in contact with. You all have been great friends to me and helping me navigate through nursing school, and it has been an absolute honor to serve as your all's president. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who came to celebrate this special day with us, and I wish you all nothing but the best. Thank you again.
Introduce someone to you that's very special, and they're special to this class because every year our graduates select who they want to be the class speaker. And this year, out of 103 graduates, they chose Danielle Duncan. Danielle!
Thank you, Dean Heath. All right. Good morning, fellow graduates, Dean Heath, faculty, family, and friends. I'm humbled and honored today to represent the best nursing cohort a nursing student could ever imagine, the University of Kentucky's College of Nursing Class of December 2020 at our college's very first drive-in pinning ceremony. Let me just start by saying graduating nursing school in the middle of a global pandemic is not for the faint of heart. For the past 3 years, we have introduced ourselves as nursing students. Hello, my name is Danielle, and I'll be your nursing student today. However, we will soon retire the title of nursing student and pick up the title we have all worked so hard for, BSN graduate and soon to be registered nurse. This may be the first time some of you all have seen us in a while, because thanks to nursing school, our lives have consisted of all-nighter studying for exams, clinicals, simulation, crying, stressing for competencies, and more crying. I think our tip to the upcoming class would be to laminate your notes so the tears fall right off. The day we received our acceptance letters to the college was one of the most exciting days of our lives. We were on cloud nine, because wearing blue scrubs and a stethoscope around your neck just made you feel like we were a little bit more important than the rest of the kids on campus. This joy lasted up until our first competency, Lab Nursing 201, the vital signs competency. I remember how we'd all be in the College of Nursing practice rooms until midnight, sometimes 3 a.m., practicing taking a manual blood pressure, counting our pulse, and telling our partners, make sure you breathe really heavy so we can make sure we count the right number of respirations. I remember when unsatisfactories felt like the end of the world, and we could get them for just about anything. I remember when a phone went off and the instructor stopped teaching to ask whose it was, and no one made a peep. This is when I knew we had each other's backs. Second semester, we felt a tad bit more official. That was the semester we added a new element to our badge, the black card that says nursing student in yellow letters. Second semester was our first time in the hospital. Our badge not only distinguished us from the UK nurses, but it represented that we were no longer the new kids on the block. Our confidence was at an all-time high. But MedSurg made sure to take our confidence right back. There isn't a single nursing student, no matter what semester, who hasn't heard of Professor Callie. She taught us how to be disciplined while also remembering to enjoy each day. Our fourth semester brought not one, but two clinical courses. Our patients included newborns, new moms, and sick kids with very worried parents. Our experience ranged from watching fetal heart monitors to listening to the newborn's heart rate. While caring for the sick children, we learned to not take life for granted, and we understood what our parents went through when we were hurt or sick. And who can forget how Professor Hall brought down a volunteer to demonstrate breast tenderness? Our psych semester, we learned about behavioral disorders. And I'm sure we all diagnosed ourselves, our friends, our family, when really we were all just suffering from extreme exhaustion due to little to no sleep, as evidenced by missed alarms and spontaneous breakdowns. And COVID-19 taught us public health up close and personal. But I can't brag on my class without giving credit to our amazing faculty. To the dean and to the faculty, thank you. We are thankful for the opportunity to be taught and challenged by faculty that are invested in their students and committed to helping them become the best nurses they can be. We are thankful for faculty and staff that believe in us, even when we do not believe in ourselves. We cannot thank you enough for your patience and your constant reassurance in this journey. You represent the true definition of nursing. I'd like to end the speech with one of our most beloved parts of nursing school, a select all that apply question. When you hear of the December class of 2020, which of the following descriptors are most consistent with this class? A, supportive, B, resilient, C, accepting, or D, a family? And unlike most of our select all that apply questions, this one is easy. It's all of the above. Congratulations, class of 2020.
Thank you, Nick and Danielle. Now, Nick, I hope you paid attention. Danielle had her regalia on, looking all pretty and blue. She had her mask on, and that mask matched her regalia and her mortarboard, looking sharp. And you did, too, look sharp. Thank you both. At this time, I would like to recognize our graduates who have been engaged as research or education intern and graduates who have been engaged in our honors program. Typically, Dr. Kristen Ashford would be proud to present these special honorees, and she sends her sincere congratulations to not only our honorees, but to each and every one of you as our graduates. You can see in your, there she is, she's sending the love. You can see in your program the interns as well as other honors. Undergraduate nursing education interns are upper-class students interested in teaching and work with faculty advisors to help them master basic nursing education skills. This semester's education intern was Abigail Renner. Her project was how to conduct a proper SBAR report and her mentor was Dr. Susie Pilon. Undergraduate nursing research interns are actively involved in nursing research projects, working with faculty to understand what evidence-based nursing practice really means and to bring research to life. This semester's research interns were Madison Adams and Carly Cruz. Madison's project was titled The Effects or Perinatal Loss on the Behavior of Subsequent Children Ages 3 and 5 Years, and her mentor was Dr. Marianne Huddy. Carly's project was titled Comparison of Interdisciplinary Barriers to Ambulating Mechanically Ventilated Patients, and her mentor was Dr. Jake Higgins. Let's do a round of honks for Madison, Carly, and Abigail and their stellar mentors. And now, here's really the moment you've been waiting for, the presentation of pens in your vehicles. Dr. Vicki Hensley, Assistant Professor of Nursing, and Paula Krall, Senior Lecturer of Nursing, will be reading off each of your names. When you hear your name called, savor this special moment with one of your family members, friends, or fellow graduates to pin you in your vehicle. And to start off this pinning, we have a special honorary pin that we will be giving out. We have never awarded anything like this to anyone in the past. It goes to a special someone that you all know that has helped us take a pause for the cause, as in P-A-W-S. This someone has a special heart, provides comfort and compassion, and always puts a smile on everyone's faces. He also happens to have a furry tail. Driving in by Colonel Dotson, Director of the UK Veterans Resource Center, is our distinguished nursing honoree, Benny, and his mom, Dr. Leanne Walmsley, to receive a nursing pin. I often refer to Benny as Benny and the Jets, that all-time favorite song of Elton John's. As this little 8-pound long-haired dachshund has uplifted the spirits for so many of our students in big ways and little ways, whether by his presence in the classrooms on high-risk testing days or virtually on Zoom fatigue days. Benny, we thank you and your mom for the nursing care and love you have brought this class of heroes. Honk those cars for Benny and the Jets! And now I invite Paula Krall to begin our pinning ceremony by reading the names of the first half of the class, and she will be followed by Dr. Vicki Hensley to read the remaining names of the class. We ask that you hold off honking your horns until the end of the reading of the names. Paula, please begin.
Thank you. Congratulations, class of December 2020. It's great to be here. Congratulations to you all. Who knew back in spring when we were playing the pandemic game that we'd actually be living it, right? Okay, our first person is Candace Renee Adams. Madison Ann Adams. Catherine Aiken. Noah Albritton. Nick Evan Alford. Hannah Lynn Absell. Amanda Sue Ballman, who is actually an Air Force veteran. Thank you for your service. Brittany Beveridge. Sarah Elizabeth Bevins. Hannah Bradley. Elizabeth Rose Britton, ROTC. She'll be commissioned as an Army officer. Again, thank you for your service. Brittany Brummagen. Ruth Brown. Larissa Cottle, Mackenzie Clody, Morgan Collier, Rachel Britton Collins, Jenna Mallory Cooper, Francesca Lynn Cordini, Madeline Rose Decker, Anna Catherine Dole, Lauren Dreves, Brianna Marie Dunbar, Danielle Teresa Duncan, Megan Duvall, Melissa Ann Edmondson, Taylor Danielle England, Laurel Faith Innix, Lexi Shea Innes, Kirkland McKenzie Fletcher, Brielle Flora, Alexandra Foley, Elizabeth Louise Fort, Shelby Garrett, Allie Greensfelder, Kristen Gregory, Madison Elizabeth Hawes, Aaron Hoba, Jordan Huff, Kelly Ermick, Madison Olivia Kelly, Minji Kim, and Claire Alexandra Kinman.
Mary Caitlin Clear, Carly Elizabeth Cruz, Allie Lastly, Alexandra Grace Law, Jenna Carol Lawson, Lindsay Danielle LeCompte, Olivia Taylor Leese, Peyton Lewis, Emma Kate Lewis, Patrick M. Mason, Julia Mathis, Hannah G. McGown, Kara McNeil, Gideon Jack Mesner, Juliet Medley, Sarah Elizabeth Minger, Morgan A. Miner, Jessica Jordan Mitchell, Samantha Morgan Mitchell, Miranda Mobley Medvet, thank you for your service, Tabitha Morris, Ladira Murray, Amy Nelson, Veronica Paul, Daniel Evan Pemberton, Gabriella Claire Perez, Genesis Pope, Samantha Keenlin Price, Abigail Marie Renner, Lauren Brooke Rose, Autumn Roten, Danielle Margaret Sattler, Autumn Saltzman, Emily Sheets, Lauren Stapp, Caitlin Gail Steerwalt, Cameron Renee Sudlow, Meredith Ray Sullivan, Misty Vaughn, Chancey Taylor Wallace, Anna Elizabeth White, Emma C. Wilson, Kelsey Marie Young, and Julia Ann Zabro. Congratulations. Congratulations, graduates. We are proud of you and wish you the very best as you begin your journey in the most noble profession of all and join the nearly 8,000 Big Blue Nursing Nation alums who wear the UK College of Nursing pin proudly. Now, you guys did an amazing job with just honking those cars, but I want to wake up the town. Wake up, Lexington. Lay it on. Congratulations. Thank you. I think I see some graduates being proposed to back there in the back row. So y'all, congratulations, whatever's going on. So at this time, I would like to invite our Assistant Dean of Students, Joanne Davis, to come forward and announce all the award recipients for this year's class.
I add my congratulations to those that you've already heard. I know what it has taken for some of you to get to this point, and it is a proud day indeed. Each semester, a faculty committee selects the recipients of awards that are presented by our partners in honor of outstanding student accomplishments. I will be announcing all of the awards, and I ask that you hold your response until the end. The first award is actually selected by the classmates. Taylor Davis was a junior when she was killed in a motor vehicle accident several years ago. Her impact continues to ripple across our community. She made it her job to notice and pay attention to the people around her, from the groundskeepers and the custodians to the customers in Starbucks to her classmates, faculty, and her patients most of all. She was going to be the nurse that everyone wanted to care from them or that every staff wanted on their shift. An award was established in her memory to recognize a student who, like Taylor, nurtures the people around her, offers excellent nursing care, and finds the good and the fun in life in spite of the hard days. Please join me in congratulating Minji Kim, who embodies those same traits. Minji, we are all better because we have known you. Okay. Sigma Theta Tau International is the honor society for nursing that is committed to advancing world health and celebrating nursing excellence in scholarship, leadership, and service. Delta Psi, the UK chapter, recognizes a student each semester for outstanding academic performance and involvement in the professional and research activities of the college. Amy Nielsen has blended her professional endeavors with her interest in nursing research through her work with UNAC and her research internship. We look forward to great things from you, Amy, as you continue your work. Congratulations, Amy Nielsen. The College of Nursing Alumni Association welcomes you as the newest members, and the leadership encourages your involvement in the association. You join a robust group of nurses who understand your story and will offer moral support as well as contribute to your professional development as colleagues. To honor a new graduate, the UK Alumni College of Nursing Alumni Association established the Nightingale Award, awarded to a senior who has demonstrated both classroom and clinical excellence and has also been active in the college community. Today's recipient was one of the instigators of this ceremony. It is because of Juliet Medley that we are here on this parking lot. Juliet has been an optimistic and upbeat role model to her classmates, encouraging and kind. She's a servant leader along with being an excellent student and clinician. Thank you, Juliet. On behalf of Dr. Karen Hill and all of the nurses at Baptist Health Lexington, which is just on the other side of our parking lot, it is our pleasure to present a graduating student with the Baptist Health Lexington Nursing Leadership Award. This award was developed in 2001 in honor of the nursing staff at Baptist Health. The focus of the award are the four essentials of practice, clinical care delivery, professional development, collaborative practice, and community service. This year's recipient is described as coming to college to become a leader, and he has done that, excelling in all of the criteria already described. He has been an informal and formal leader as students have looked to him for advice, for guidance in clinical settings, in lab settings. As a freshman, he said that one thing on his bucket list was to graduate from college. Check. His first goal as a college student was to meet as many people as he could. But his biggest challenge was making himself leave his dorm room. We're glad you figured all of that out, Nick. And we congratulate Nick Alford for the Baptist Health Lexington Leadership Award. UK Healthcare established the Excellence in Nursing Practice to honor its nurses for their high standards for patient care. And they're right behind us. These include clinical inquisitiveness, utility of evidence, innovation, and collaboration in practice. The recipient this year is graduating with academic honors because of her engagement in classroom learning and clinical practice. She's also been an active volunteer at Kentucky Children's Hospital. She joined a team with Agape to the Nations medical mission in Haiti. And in her free time, not much, she has done flips and cartwheels and climbed pyramids as a member of the UK cheerleading team and won 3 national titles in her 4-year career. Congratulations, Allie Law, for representing nursing so well. The Faculty Award is given to a student who demonstrates academic curiosity, one who looks for ways to link learning experiences, and who sees things and asks why or why not, who understands the importance of collaboration in practice and begins to demonstrate that. This year's recipient has shown her strength in collaboration both in the classroom and clinical setting, as well as in her service to the college and community. She graduates summa cum laude, but of equal note is her willingness to volunteer and give leadership wherever she sees a need. Congratulations to Minji Kim. Again, congratulations to all of our award recipients and to all of our graduates. We are truly proud of you and look for great things from you. You represent us well. At this time, Nick, will you please join me back at the podium? Graduates and all RNs in the audience, please get your program and find the International Nursing Code. Nick will lead you as you read it aloud together as a group.
All right. Repeat after me. In the full knowledge of the obligation I am undertaking, I promise to care for the sick with all the skill and understanding I possess, without regard to race, creed, politics, or social status, sparing no effort to conserve life, to alleviate suffering, and to promote health. I will at all times respect the dignity and religious beliefs of the patients under my care, holding in confidence all personal information entrusted to me and refraining from any action which might endanger life and health. I will endeavor to keep my professional knowledge and skills at the highest level and to give support and cooperation to all members of the healthcare team. I will do my utmost to honor the International Code of Ethics applied to nursing and to uphold the integrity of the nurse.
Our Park and Penn ceremony, I would like to acknowledge the hard work of our Assistant Dean for Students, Joanne Davis, the Office of University Events staff, and the other members of the College of Nursing team who made today's event possible. Honk it up for them, please. thank you. And yes, thank you for that too. Ending with another Winston Churchill quote, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. With every struggle you face in this program, especially during the global pandemic, you endured through and conquered each. You worked much harder than you ever anticipated and built an unmatched resilience to stay focused on what matters most, delivering high-quality care to patients, families, and communities. Now you are at the beginning of something wonderfully new. Go forth with your new day in Kentucky and beyond. Pass boards on the first attempt and make an impact proudly wearing your UK College of Nursing pin. We are going to conclude today's park and pin ceremony with a very special parade for our graduates and families. That's all of you. Behind us are several members of our faculty and staff and UK healthcare nursing leadership that will be lined up safely at a distance to send you all off with our best wishes. I really encourage you to look at the signs. They have made amazing messages for you. Now, as we exit, please note our platform party will lead out in the golf cart, followed by our class president, Nick, and Danielle, our class speaker, and our wonderful parking ambassadors are going to help guide us through this, all right? We're going to do it kind of in a just follow the lead. Watch those parking ambassadors. We'll go out and we'll go up the parade of faculty and staff to congratulate you. We do ask the party bus to stay in the back, all right? I will join you in that party bus. Y'all will be ending up in the back. RVs can be in the back as well. Feel free to show your love through more honks and waves, and be sure to take photos and share those Kodak moments with us on social media. In the Big Blue Nursing Nation, this is how we voice it up. Thank you again, and one last big congratulations to all of this year's graduates. Wahoo to you. Exit parade, here we come.
This has been a special broadcast on the University of Kentucky Transportation Services Information Station, WQKH 253, 1700 AM. Thank you for listening.